Oh, and then they're sending me what to pack to go to the hospital. And I thought, oh my God, I thought, all right, let me see. Two of these outfits, two of this. And I thought, what the hell did I pack?
What did you pack?
I think a little bit of a makeup bag, okay. Like a little cosmetic bag. And I think one nightie. So I looked good the first time you saw me.
That's it. I'm winded.
Katie, you are winded.
Literally, I walk up the stairs, I walk anywhere, and I can't breathe. I'm constantly gasping for air.
But we have good news.
What? Oh, the baby is turned, everyone.
The baby has turned. It's done a flip.
Do you think that there's a chance the baby could turn the other way?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
But we're gonna just stay positive and know that that baby's head is down. But it's not going anywhere. We still got
– Yeah, we got a lot of time.
We got a lot of time to percolate in there.
Yeah, I have lots of things to do. The baby's turned. We got the baby furniture today.
Nice, and it's beautiful.
And you were here for the delivery.
I know. I'm so excited. Well, I was locked in the closet with Lady.
You're in New York with me.
Yeah. Yes, I'm in New York.
Yeah, Lady, she just wanted to protect us, so you had to be in the closet with her.
That's okay.
It's a big closet. It's not a small closet.
That's all right. She was dying to get out and meet those two delivery men, but we wanted them to leave in one piece.
Yeah.
So, but Katie, I'm just so tickled about the furniture because it initially when we were at Pottery Barn and I was lucky enough to be with you there looking at it, you know, I'm just so used to baby furniture being, you know, like blonde wood or white washed.
No.
And Katie said, no, we're going to do the dark kind of like
chic.
Yeah. Just
moody.
Moody. Yeah. But
well,
it's cute.
Because here's the thing. It's like the nursery is not, yes, it's for the baby, but the baby doesn't obviously care. It's a space for me and to want to be in that space and make it nice and
now,
moody.
Yeah, that is,
do you know
that
what
is,
I mean?
That is true.
And until they have an opinion, I'm going to put my opinion on it.
Okay. I'm all for that. And I love, let's talk about the wallpaper.
Yes. We got the furniture from
Pottery Barn.
Pottery Barn. I was going to say
Pottery Barn Kids.
Pottery Barn Kids. And it's like a dark chestnut, right? Is that chestnut?
Yeah, I think that would be a good way. A chestnut walnut.
Walnut color, wood.
And it's a brand new design.
Yes, it is.
And I think I'm even following is it Julia? Like
It's
on my phone. My phone's dead. But anyhow, well, we should really figure that out. Tell people that.
You can just go online and look it up.
Yeah. It's cute.
But so we got the dresser with like the diaper
changing table
changing
on
thing
top.
On top.
Yes.
And the crib. You still need to get a mattress.
We need to get a mattress. You need to do some
I did research.
Research
I know
on that. Yeah. And get that.
Which ones to get?
Well, then get it. Yeah.
I just need to.
To do that.
Do it.
It's forever this to-do list. Well, when it's the first baby, this is what happens.
I know.
You know.
But we're doing a lot of progress on the apartment. Do you hear how winded I get?
Like, I know.
Like, this is why I only wear nightgowns because
okay,
it's just
so
loose.
Just take a deep breath. And
That's what I'm trying to do, but it's hard to get air here. Okay, we're getting wallpaper.
Yeah, talk about the wallpaper a little bit.
I'm working with Chasing Paper, which is...
That's the name of the company?
Yeah.
Chasing Paper.
Chasing Paper.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And give us a little bit more background on that.
Okay. Well, they have incredible, amazing designs, like literally of anything you can dream of, floral, abstract, basic, whatever. And they come in grass cloth, normal wallpaper, but they also come in peel and stick.
It's not just peel and stick.
No, it's everything. Oh. So I could get what I'm getting in like grass cloth if I wanted.
Meaning normal wallpaper
but
that
like, you
apply.
Know, the texture,
yes,
like
I
grass
have
cloth,
grass
which is, like,
cloth. Yeah.
More expensive.
But can you do – is it a grass cloth peel and stick?
No.
No. Is that what they call it, peel and stick?
Yeah. I got peel and stick.
Oh, that's what they call it. Wow. Can you believe that? Nowadays, I mean, that would have been so great. I remember
renter friendly.
Huh?
Renter friendly.
Renter friendly. But even in owning a home, I know my girlfriend Wendy and I, we would be changing wallpaper and wallpaper borders like all the time. And that's a huge, oh my God, to take wallpaper off.
Yeah. I do remember my old bedroom had a wallpaper border.
Sure. Well, I did that because I said.
You didn't do it. You had a little guy do it.
No, I had a little guy do it, but I never wallpapered the whole wall.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh my God, taking the whole wall off if I want to change it. I'll just do the little borders.
I love wallpaper. So we're wallpapering the nursery level of our apartment and our bedroom.
I like that. It's going to be really cute,
Katie. I know.
Katie.
The nursery is like kind of tan.
Almost like a taupey.
Yeah, with little flowers everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's like very discreet. It's not like
– No,
it's kind of tonal. It's like color on color.
Correct.
And then in our bedroom, we're doing another floral, but it's striped all the way around.
Yeah, with like it's very pretty, Katie. It's very pretty.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I feel it's going to really like cozy up the space.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And then pretty soon you'll get the recliner chair.
I know, but now I have to like get all the doodads for up there for the nursery. I want to get another rug.
Yeah, but that'll come fast.
I have to get artwork.
You needed to get this in so you could really feel the space.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to get the changing peanut thing.
Yeah.
Everyone talks about the kikaroo.
Kikaroo.
Mm-hmm.
What is a kikaroo?
I think that's what it's called.
Is that the peanut?
I don't know if I just made that up. I think it's called the kikaroo.
Okay. I like that name, kikaroo.
It's the peanut.
Yeah.
That you wipe down for the
messes.
And then we have to start doing laundry.
Oh, yes. Boy, did I learn something. Maybe we shouldn't say it. I don't want to get sued.
You're not, Mom. No one's going to sue.
Jeez, here I am telling Katie, get the Dreft. Dreft.
And you are
for the baby.
So adamant about you need this. I still use this
baby
on my own
sheets.
Because I have to get it. So, of course, I listen. Order it.
And what does she tell me? In the middle of the night, I get a ding. And I'm thinking, well, what is this ding from Katie? And I look and she sends me this listing from who knows where saying
– A TikTok video saying,
so maybe we shouldn't even believe it if it's that from TikTok.
No, I've heard it from multiple sources.
The Dreft is like the worst thing you could use on your baby's clothes because it's got this
dye
in it. It's got this acid in it. It's like, what? I said, well, just scratch that then, Katie. Here I'm telling you to wash your baby – my soon-to-be grandchild's clothes
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. So now what did you find now?
The brand is called Molly Suds. You can get it on Amazon, but it's the best, apparently.
And I'm sure it's triple the price.
Well, Mom, I don't want my child with harmful chemicals.
Honest to Pete. It's always something.
Same with
It's like Vaseline. Vaseline's not good.
You were like, get the Aquaphor, the Vaseline.
No, I said the
Yes, you did. You said that.
Not Aquaphor. I said I can't think of the name. It's not Aquaphor. It'll come to me. But yeah, and now I guess that's not good.
Yeah, both those are bad chemicals. Oh. So there's another brand that I found called Matty's, M-A-T-Y-S, and it has – it's
quite
natural.
Apropos.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's natural and it's good. What other things did I get? Oh, I ordered a bunch of diapers for both baby and me.
Now, Pampers aren't good enough. I mean, I just never heard of this, Kate.
Well, they're good, but I'm just saying I want to start off with the most clean and organic that I can. If they don't work, then of course I'll, pivot, but I got the Coterie starter pack. You opened it up and you said, this looks lovely.
Well, a diaper's a diaper.
But you did say it looks lovely.
Well, sure, it looks lovely. I mean, it's just a little pad and I look at it and I'm thinking, is this going to hold anything? It's so thin?
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
And then the diapers for me.
And the diapers for Katie and the ice packs. And I said, I'm getting nervous because now on my TikTok, and speaking of TikTok, everything that you keep reading, they say that they're going to get rid of TikTok.
They're not going to get
rid of
TikTok.
And, I don't know, whatever. But everything on my TikTok stream now is all having to do with having a baby. I thought to myself, I'm not having the baby. My daughter's having the baby. Why are they putting – and then it's getting me nervous at night. And I thought, I cannot be listening to this before I go to bed because I'm nervous thinking, does Katie know this?
And then
I'm forwarding it to Katie incessantly. Yes. And I thought, okay, I have just got to stop it.
I know. But
it's driving me crazy, Katie. If that was me when I was having babies,
but
I would have gone bonkers.
But I feel very prepared.
I don't know if I do.
Well, you were like, what the hell did I did? You didn't do anything. I feel like I have all the doodads.
Yeah, I certainly didn't. Oh, and then they're sending me what to pack to go to the hospital. And I thought, oh my God, I thought, all right, let me see. To these outfits, to this. And I thought, what the hell did I pack?
What did you pack?
I think a little bit of a makeup bag, okay. Like a little cosmetic bag. And I think one nighty. So I looked good the first time you saw me.
That's it?
I think that's it. I mean, what in God? And maybe some muggas.
You know, we met with our doula. Did we talk about this?
No, but we can. Oh, I think we did maybe a little bit.
Okay, well, Matt literally asked the doula, do you think I'll also have a bed at the hospital?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And she literally was like, no.
No. You got the recliner,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, you can bring a pillow.
Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, it's yes, it's better to be prepared than not prepared.
But I ordered all the Frida Mama things.
Frida. I thought you said freedom.
I definitely didn't say freedom. I said Frida. Like okay. Frida Kahlo.
Well.
So I got the
– Dear
and
God.
And Frida Mama has the brand Frida Baby.
Yeah.
Which has like the nail file and
– Oh, yes. I think I did hear that.
All those things too. But the Frida Mama I got
Jeez, just, now I'm feeling sorry for the Carol as a new mother in the hospital. What the hell did I have? Undies, special undies? I never had any special undies. Or any of that. I just whatever kind of diaper they gave me, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, what like they definitely give you stuff at the hospital, but
I wore a hospital gown to have you.
Yeah. I mean they give that to you, but we're in the era of being extra where, you know.
Jeez, Louise. I think I did bring my curling iron, though.
You did?
I think I did.
Pop it up.
Oh, I am telling you. Yeah, well, that's all right.
So I'm currently almost done. I did a session before you came here as well with my pre- and postnatal certification.
Yeah, you're in school.
In school. Even Matt was like, he even said, I'm so proud of you that you're doing this. He goes,
you're taking notes and the whole ball of wax.
He said the same thing. He goes, honestly, because I kept them procrastinating, pushing it, didn't start. And the gal was like, are you going to start this? Like you literally got this in January and you've yet to start. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. But so you know, it's quite apropos. And I think that's why it's keeping you like really focused, Katie.
No, it's very interesting. I mean, don't get me wrong. It is school and I'm not a school
I know.
Fanatic.
I know. But you're studying something that's relevant.
Totally. I'm just hoping if I fail the exam, I can take it again.
No, let's not go there. Let's think positive.
I know, but if I get through all of them and I'll do it again, I'll die.
No, you're not going to fail. You're going to ace it.
Okay. But I just finished the lesson on like postpartum, like after the baby, like care physically.
Yeah.
And then they were talking about first degree tear, second, third, fourth. And then they literally said,
now it's too much information.
Now they literally said some mothers never return back to what their body was before in the lesson.
Down underneath. What do they call it? Downstairs.
Yeah. Can you imagine? And then they wrote they're like, and if you have a C-section, the scar may never heal and you may never get feeling again. In the
story. Yeah.
What the story?
I mean, in the book.
And I read this and then they were like, some women just will never be the same.
Well.
So that was depressing.
Yeah.
Tear from your vagina to your butt.
Yeah.
Did that ever happen to you?
No, but it was a little torn. Thanks to Catherine Magdalena.
Dear Lord have mercy.
No, actually, I don't think it was from you. I think it was from Critty. But anyhow, Katie, it heals up and, you know, you're fine. It'll be fine. And you've got good midwives, so they will take good care of you.
It was terrifying to read.
They have to tell you like the worst part.
I know. And then there were like some stretch marks may never leave. They will be with you forever. And it causes severe mental trauma. I'm like, oh, okay. That's so lovely to learn.
Oh, dear. No, it's just a nice little battle scar from carrying a beautiful baby.
Dear Lord have mercy. I've been lubing myself up every single night with oils and creams and potions.
Yeah. If it happens, it happens. No, you do as much as you can to avoid it, and it's no big deal.
But I just like reading it and like seeing it with like pictures when I'm learning about it is just, you know, not exciting. Also,
Mama Warriors, don't ever forget that.
Also, update, I am going to encapsulate my placenta and eat it.
Oh God.
What are your thoughts on that?
I will not be partaking of that, but
well, I'm not going to give you it. Yeah. Why would you think? Maybe you should. He might get maybe like Botox or something.
I don't know. Is Matt going to take it?
This is
tell me again. What is the benefit? What is the benefit, honey?
It helps with postpartum depression and baby blues.
All right.
It helps with milk supply.
All right. I'm all for that.
It helps like get your body back like quicker and like shrink the placenta faster or uterus faster and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And moms say that once they take it, it's like an energy pill that gives them energy and they feel good and there's like – they don't get sick.
And how much does this cost?
I haven't looked into that part yet.
Yeah, but no, I'm sure
the doula has a gal for me.
Oh, I'm sure.
But, you know, here's my point. If it's a pill – you take pills all the time. You probably like
– I don't take pills.
What do you mean?
I'm not a pill popper. I don't like taking pills. It's hard enough
for
me –
I'm talking about vitamins. I'm thinking
about
vitamins.
Yeah, it's hard enough for me to get that vitamin D in me. I just gag at pills.
What do you take?
Vitamin D. Huh?
You just take vitamin D?
D, well, that's for calcium, the bones.
I thought vitamin D is the sun.
Well, hello. I live in Milwaukee. I'm not getting too much sun these days, honey.
So vitamin C.
No, D. Don't even – let's not even go into it. And then I just – that's why I transferred into the gummies. I can deal with taking a vitamin that way.
I know. It's like candy.
I just – yeah. It's just not for
I've been taking – my midwives told me now that your third trimester you should be taking vitamin C.
Okay.
And this probiotic as well as your prenatal. And I'm getting all mine from Garden of Life. The Garden of Life gummy prenatal vitamins are great. And then the other ones are normal, like swallow pills. But my point is that
– back to the placenta pill. But
yeah. It's just a pill. You take it. And if it helps me
– but is this FDA approved and everything?
I don't know. What does it mean FDA approved?
Well, I mean
– how can you're just they test taking, each person's
– you're just taking – yeah, that's true. Well, then you have to just trust whoever's making this pill?
Yeah, I trust her. I trust my doula with my life.
The doula's making the pill herself?
No, the doula's friend.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay. No, but if anything that helps me, you know, even if it is a placenta, I mean, placebo. placebo which, effect.
Which it probably is, but that's okay.
But like, then great.
Yeah, why not?
Why not help?
Yeah.
I learned today that 80% of women deal with baby blues. All right. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. But let's not even put that out there in the universe. You are going to be just fine.
That's why I'm taking all my precautions and I'm going to eat my placenta.
All right. You just go, girl. all right. You know what? Let's segue a little bit and let's talk about our Kate Middleton. Ugh. Talk about mamas, right?
So sad. So and I will say that we all need to do better. Austin,
you know, and I want to apologize too.
I feel you were better than me. It's so easy to to comment on other people's lives that we don't know anything about.
Good job,
Kate. And we added the fuel to the fire.
Honest to Pete wants to apologize for any negative stuff we put out there about you know, affairs and rumors and all this stuff because
when you don't know,
doesn't
feel
right.
That
It doesn't feel right, and you don't know what
anyone
else
is going through.
Yes, yes. So I've been praying some rosaries for her and for her family because, you know what, going through any kind of cancer diagnosis is bad enough, let alone when you're 42 years old.
I know.
You know? And she is a good mama, and yeah, so she's sad. Under the spotlight too much.
Yeah.
Where she needs privacy and people need to leave her alone.
Totally.
And her husband and that whole family.
I know. It's so sad. You know? Her kids are so young.
Yeah. And you know, I'm going to tell you, stress plays an important part in this whole situation. Totally. I think I am not a doctor in any way, but no. You know, she works hard for the crown.
Yes, all right. She
works damn hard for the crown and is a good example of not only a mother, but of a princess, a future queen. And there's a lot of stress that goes into it. You can have a million ladies in waiting and it's still very stressful.
I have a feeling that Harry and Meghan did it now. But they found out when we found out.
Oh, well, I'm sure. They're not very close to them, so why would they hear?
I know, but still.
It's family, yeah. Well, you know what? God works in mysterious ways. Maybe this is going to bring that family closer. I hope so. I hope, you know, of all weeks, this week, Holy Week, forgiveness is a huge part of that that we learn.
Yeah. No, it's so sad.
So God bless our sweet Kate Middleton.
I know.
And those sweet babies, those sweet kids of hers.
I know.
We love that Louis?
I know. He's just
such a personality.
I know.
I just love him.
Matt and I are like, you know, in that phase of like, oh my God, what is this like human going to be like that is inside of me right now? And it's such a crazy thing. And like being pregnant like is so wild. Like it really is so crazy. And you don't understand it if you're not pregnant if you've never been pregnant.
It's a miracle.
Because like even when I had girlfriends that like were pregnant or sister-in-laws or whatever, I couldn't really. I didn't understand. And now like looking back, I'm like, oh my God, was I even there for that person? Like did I check in?
Very good point.
Did I like do all of this? Because whenever I have like you know, Lizzie, my sister-in-law, or a girlfriend reach out to me being like, how are you doing today? Like just checking
in.
It
means a lot.
Like my cousins, Maria, Andrea checks in me. Like I have so many like good girlfriends that like will just text me be like, how are you doing today? Like thinking of you. And even if it's like a 2-sentence back and forth thing, like check on your pregnant friends because
– I like that, Katie.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
Because it's just – it's just such a crazy process.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It's you know, in many, many ways, not only the physical, which is tremendous, but mentally and psychologically.
Totally.
It's really, you can't get away from it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And like having, and it's so funny because I guess last week on the podcast, I think I was emotional about being pregnant, which I mean, I am, but I got a lot of messages being like, girl, mental health check. Are you okay? Like just making sure.
Yeah.
But I also got a lot of messages from people being like, pregnancy is really hard and like it's not the most enjoyable thing. And especially at the end, it's not fun. And like you can still be so excited and blessed and everything, but like
– it's that anxiety as well.
And second guessing yourself all of these things where I've never second guessed myself prior, you know?
Yeah.
It,
and that's why the mamas of the mamas, the grandmas, so important to be there for your daughters and your sons and just play as a big a role as they want you to.
But I will say the other day I was like looking back on like old photos. Don't do that. It's not good for your mental health.
Old photos? What do you mean, Kate?
Of me.
Oh, of when you were –
not with child.
Oh, don't be silly. Yeah.
No. No. What?
What do you mean? Here again, we're talking about body image situation? Oh, yeah.
Well, that's very true.
I know, honey. But look at the – I mean, you will bounce back.
No, I know that. But when you are – you haven't been pregnant for a very long time.
Well, it's been a couple of years.
Yeah. going back and looking at those photos, you get into your own head and you're like, oh my God, did I not appreciate this? Like, will I ever? You have those thoughts.
Yes.
And then you have girlfriends who are back to normal and they're great and they're even stronger for it because they have a baby. So like you have to go through that like mental cycle.
And I think you are reminiscing, Katie, too, about those times. And you know what? How grateful that you had quite a few years with Matt enjoying married life before
like
children.
Eight years.
But married life, which
married
is like –
three.
Yeah. I mean, so see, that's what I mean. So that's – it's perfect timing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everything is perfect. But
I'm always trying to find the positive.
I know. So. But and I'm just trying to be the reality of
I understand.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and here we are. I am in New York, and it is, like I said, Holy Week, which it's like we are at the end of Lent.
You can almost have a drink.
I can almost have a drink whenever I want, and I don't
at
even
home.
Care. At home, yes.
But I will say,
yeah.
You walked into the apartment, and the first, you shed some weight. You look really good.
I think it's probably more inches than weight, but that's okay.
Whatever. Look very, very good.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kate. But I love being in New York during Holy Week right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said to you before, because I just love the Triduum, which is the Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then doing the vigil on Saturday. But it's just so easy to get to a church here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my favorite churches now. I know where they are. And everything's so walkable. It's like not an effort.
No.
You know, just to scoot in and light a candle and whatnot. So Katie and I are going to be able to enjoy that together
this week.
So that'll be fun. Yeah.
And it's just so nice to have you here.
Yeah.
And making the effort to
of course.
Come. Well, it is an effort. I mean, you know, to come here and.
It's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps me going. Gets me away from the painters.
How's that
going? God, here I am again with the painters.
People were dying laughing because they're like, Carol is going on and on about these damn painters. She's the one that hired them. She's the one that
I
set
know.
This up. And
I know, gals. I am. This is a three – they remind me of this. This is a three months project.
Can you imagine if someone was like actually like taking down walls?
Well, I feel like they are.
Well, they're just taking down cabinets.
They took off, gals, all of the fronts of my kitchen cabinets. I felt like they were, you know, unclothing me. You know, it's like, oh, my God, everybody's looking now in my cabinets. Oh, my God. I thought, oh, are they neat enough, you know?
Yeah.
But the guys were so precise. They even put, like, little pieces of tape so I can open the drawers.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the knobs, obviously.
Well, yeah,
you know, but they're just so sweet about it.
So then what's the issue?
Well, okay, you know what the issue is for me is I like it quiet in the house.
Mm.
They are there at 7 a.m. and the chatter begins.
They don't speak English.
No.
So the chatter within themselves?
Well, but it's...
Well, at least they don't... Can you imagine if they spoke English?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because then I would be listening. I could understand it.
Right.
That's a good point.
And then they would...
Because it's a different
include
language.
Include you in the conversations.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
So.
So anyhow, it starts, you know, and then the paint smell, the oil, and it's like, oh, God. So you know what? To get on the airplane to come here was like, oh, gosh,
yeah,
this feels kind of good. Yeah, a little reprieve. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have them. But
three months.
When
will that be done?
Probably by 4th of July.
Holy hell.
Yeah. And the clutter. I mean, just my dining room is plug full of just all the stuff from all the other rooms. I just keep bringing it in. But I'm cleaning out too.
Which is a great feeling.
That's
so basically like you're nesting too. You are just mimicking everything I'm doing.
I am, Katie.
Yeah.
But thank God you're not coming home for a while because your bedroom upstairs, you and Matt, you wouldn't even be able to find your bed.
Yeah.
Because I've got, now I'm saying, okay, now take these curtains off, put them in Katie's room.
Yeah.
Put it in Katie's room, you know.
When do you think you're going to come out here and like move out here? You know what I mean?
Move out here.
Well, like for the child.
Yeah, I knew this was going to come for the child.
Yeah.
The grandchild.
Yeah. What do you mean? You knew this was coming. Are you not going to do this anymore?
Why not for good, Kate?
Well, for a good amount of time, no?
Yeah, I will.
The hell? What? Why would you not want to?
Well, you've got to learn how to take care of the child too.
I'm not saying I'm not going to, but I like to have you here.
I will be here. Don't worry.
So when do you think you're going to come?
Well, for sure, before the baby arrives.
The hell? What do you think? What are you thinking? Please can you tell me?
Well, I'm not thinking anything right now. Things change in a drop of a hat.
Okay, but ballpark. Like mid-May?
Sure. Definitely mid-May, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you smirking like this?
I'm not smirking because I just don't know. People ask me my schedule. It changes like nonstop. You know, and here I am.
What?
Not really working outside the house right now, but I feel like I've got more of a full-time job than I ever have.
What do you mean you're working? You have a fabulous podcast.
Yeah, that's true. I'm working all the time. My head, my brain never shuts down. Never. Now I have a pad of paper next to my bed.
Why?
Thoughts come. I got to write it down because I forget by the, by the morning time. It's gone.
Like what kind of – what do you go
anything
back
in? Anything for the podcast or something.
Oh, mostly podcast notes.
Well, that and if I – any kind of notes.
What other
Katie? Oh, gosh. Let's see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So one day when you're dead and gone, I'm going to
find notes all over
that just make no sense.
I'm sure they won't make sense.
Of course they won't.
Yeah. I've woken up dad in the middle of the night going, could you get me a piece of paper over there?
Are you? And he does that?
Oh, sure.
No.
Oh, yeah. I said, because I'm not going to be able to sleep.
Wow.
If I don't get it written down.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh. But it is something that I have to, like, I have to have a planner.
Oh, take a look right here.
Yeah. Mine is much better than yours.
I have now four planners.
This is not a planner. This is a notebook. That's a planner.
Well, this is my, notebook, but I've got like, I'm telling you, Katie, I have another notebook at home.
Well, yeah, we got lots of notebooks. Yeah, I like to write things down too, but I have to have a physical planner and it kills Matt. It literally bugs him so much.
Use your phone, right?
Yeah, but I can't do it.
I can't do that either. Look at my phone is almost dead now.
Yeah. I can't.
No.
I have some things on my phone, like on my like GI calendar, whatever. What's it called?
GI calendar. No. GI Joe. No. I don't know what you're talking
Gmail
about.
Like Gmail calendar?
Oh, forget it. I don't. Yeah.
A calendar invite means nothing to me.
Nothing. They say, I sent it to you. I said, great. Tell me again so I can write it in my book.
You know? I know.
Yeah. But you know what I've been liking lately?
What?
Is not, the regular school, but I like the.
The what? Regular school what?
Pencils. The number two pencils.
Yeah.
Which I have right now.
Yeah.
But what I've been liking is the mechanical pencils.
See, Katie, I break the lead too quick. Oh no. I have a heavy hand.
I do too, but I'm liking them. I'm learning. I like it very much.
What are you learning?
That I like it. I'm learning not to press hard.
I press hard.
Yeah.
You know, people with good penmanship, I'm so jealous of.
Well, honey, you just never did because of the left hand.
No. Every person that I know with a left hand has beautiful penmanship.
No, my sister Julianne, I'm sorry, Julianne, does not have good penmanship.
It's better than mine.
No, it's about the same.
No, I think hers is actually more, it's prettier than mine.
Joni's is good.
Yes.
Now, this is coming from when someone asked my mother, do any of your children, of the five children, are any of them lefties? And Grandma Vicky said, no, none of them. I went, what? I was standing around. I said, Mom, three of the five of your children are left-handers. She goes, they are? I thought, wow, how did she forget that?
Yeah, she forgot it. Well, I'm a lefty, and my penmanship is so horrific. And like whenever – and I feel it's so off-brand for people. Like whenever they get a thank you note, and I'm sure they see my penmanship and probably misspelled words, they're like, what? The misspelled words is on brand. But the penmanship, I feel they'd probably be surprised by.
Well, it is a little sloppy.
Completely.
But Aunt Julianne, my sister, is a little bit sloppy.
Wow, she's going to.
She's not going to like that, but she will understand.
But I think hers at least is like.
Legible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, mine's legible, but mine just looks like a serial killer.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Aunt Joni's is fine. Leanne is lefty and hers is like a manuscript. And my brother, David. Is very good because he was an architect and so everything's like perfection. Katie, it's just you. It's not the lefties. It's just you.
Because where'd you learn good penmanship?
Oh, from the nuns.
What? Did they ever slap you?
No, well, they probably wanted to.
With the ruler?
No, they never did. No.
Well, that was the era.
It was the era. But I had the school sisters of St. Francis.
You probably won tickets, not lapped.
Yeah. we had different nuns. Because I told you I was at that El Verno College elementary lab school where they tested things
out.
Were
you the only one out of all your siblings that went there? Did everyone go
there? No, we all went there.
Oh.
We all went there. And the whole thing about that, those nuns did not want to wear habits.
Nice.
They did not. They were rebels. Yeah. So everything they did with us kids was experimental in a good way, mm-hmm. where we never even got grades. We didn't have ABCDs. We just got, you know.
That's kind of crazy.
But think about
like
it. Back
in the
then,
day,
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
I know. But it was a rude awakening when I
but
went to high school.
That's kind of like Montessori, no?
Or yeah, very good point, yes. Because we did a lot of, what do they call it, rhythm. We did dance where we were bare feet. Modern dance.
What?
Back then, yes. Rhythm. What rhythms
for
class?
Grade school?
I think it was called rhythms class. Yes, with the nuns up at the college. And, you know, it was the dance, music, and art. Art was big.
So when you went to high school, you're like, what are all of these classes?
I said grades.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what that was. GPA. You know, that was like.
But you're so good at all. Like you're.
No, I wasn't that great. I was a good, strong B+ student. But, you know.
No, but you're very diligent though.
Oh, yes.
And no, you're good.
No,
your brain
but
works.
Yeah, it does and it doesn't. But anyhow, my was much more on the artistic side.
Yes, but you can channel that.
Well, I try.
No, you can because like you're very like good at taking notes. You're good. You love the admin work.
Oh, I do.
Where admin is my biggest hell.
Well, it is dad's too.
Hell. Hell on earth. And the
Jeez,
thought
– I love being organized.
Ugh. I love the idea. Like take the pronatal – or pre and postnatal
classes.
Certification class. In the beginning, mm-hmm. loved the idea of it. Loved telling people I was getting this certification. Loved, you know, I got the notebooks. I had the notebooks for forever.
Yeah.
I had all the accoutrement. When did it take me to take the class? Until like 6 months down the line. You know what I mean?
I know.
So like the idea
You're afraid of it because it had the connotation of being school again.
Yeah,
schoolwork.
I'm just not.
Well,
I wish I could just hire a secretary so I could just have you.
Well, I would do it, but yeah. Well, yeah.
Like you thrive. You thrive with that kind of work, like taking notes, writing down schedules, calling appointment. Like you
yeah,
do
I do
that.
Like that. I'm an old secretary, I guess.
That's hell for me.
Yeah. Well, anyhow. All right, so then it's time for a segue. Let me see. Let me check my notes.
Oh, the damn notes. Once
I
again.
I love my notes.
See, I'm more off the cuff.
Oh, okay. It's my Willie's birthday today. He's 5, my first grandchild. My Willie William. I just love him so much. I just love him so darn much. He is so into Star Wars. Now,
it's
okay,
so crazy.
Isn't he even
watched it?
Well, I don't think he's allowed to.
Yeah, right.
But I think they have some kind of Disney. I don't know if Disney bought
or his friends maybe like it too.
Yes, yes. I mean, it
was there anything like that that like when Christopher and
I'm thinking
young,
Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. But Critty like actually like he was so into that.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Pokemon for you. I don't even know what it was, Katie.
I don't know what I was into.
Well, I mean, what exactly? Yeah, I'm trying to think. Hmm. You know. What did – you know, we used to go to McDonald's to get the Happy Meals.
Yeah.
And whatever was big at that time,
the
it would
toy.
Be the toy.
Yeah.
So I can't even think what it is. All the new Disney. I guess it was all the new Disney shows you were so into. Whatever they – wherever – whatever it was.
Like was I like a big princess person?
Well, not really. But you loved Barbies.
Yeah.
I mean, Barbies, you would go crazy.
Yeah.
But you would go crazy with just, you know, as we talked before, cutting the hair and, mm-hmm. You know, designing new dresses and ripping things up. And I'm going, geez, we just bought the doll and it's already has no hair and, you know, it's got a new outfit on.
Well loved.
But with Kleenex, you'd make stuff with Kleenex too. And I thought, well, there goes that box of Kleenex.
Resourceful.
Yeah. So anyhow, happy birthday, my sweet Willie, 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a soon-to-be.
0-year-old.
Soon to be.
Matt and I made up our game plan for what my first meal is going to be like at the hospital.
Jeez, see what I mean? What the hell was my first meal at the hospital? Whatever they gave me on a tray, probably Jell-O.
Jell-O? You didn't tell Dad to go get something for you?
No. I never heard of such a thing, honey.
Well, it's not a crazy thought.
No, I mean, I think it's a great thought. How come no one ever even
thought that way back then?
Yeah.
What would your first meal be?
And it was cryptosporidian then. You couldn't even drink the water when you were born.
Okay. What would your first meal be?
Well, I have no idea.
Want to hear what mine is?
Yes.
So we're going to have champagne and caviar.
Oh, jeez. Caviar?
Yeah, why not?
Champagne, can you drink right away after you have a baby?
Of course.
No.
Yes, you can.
Well, not if you're nursing.
Well, yes, you can. I already asked my doula. She said, if you can't drive, then you can't nurse. But if you have a glass, you'll be fine.
Okay.
So a glass.
I'll drink the rest.
Okay, there we go. A fancy glass of champagne, caviar, and then a Jimmy John's Turkey Tom.
Oh, I love that.
So it's the Midwest Jimmy John's.
I love that.
With the New York caviar and champagne.
I love that, Katie.
I know.
Gosh, what the hell did I eat? I have no idea.
Because I really haven't been eating deli meat. No. I know some people like can eat it, but I'm just like, that's one thing that I like haven't been eating.
Yeah.
Same with sushi. I haven't been eating.
Yeah.
And I, this entire pregnancy, have been wanting turkey tom from
turkey
Jimmy John's.
Tom. I remember those days.
And like a root beer.
And a root
beer. What do you mean you remember those days?
Because you – at home.
Oh.
I remember buying those for you, Jimmy John's.
Oh. Like when I was a kid.
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Oh. What would your meal be?
I have no idea.
Did they even have
pasta? I guess. I don't know. I love noodles, any kind of pasta.
I think the point is to eat something that you can't eat when you're pregnant.
Well, who the heck knows?
Yes. All right. So that's what my first meal is going to be.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So Kate.
Also.
Okay.
We decided on the snoo.
What? Oh, the bassinet.
Yeah.
Well, that was a segue to snoo.
Well, it's all baby things. Okay. But I thought that's very interesting. It's controversial. People love it, hate it. We're excited for it. I've done so much research about it. And I actually was training a girl today who had the snoo with her first baby. And she's like, it's the best thing ever.
So explain what it is.
It's a bassinet that when the baby cries, we'll soothe it by like rocking a little bit. But there's also a setting that you can put on just bassinet so it doesn't rock. So there's like multiple different.
But I think that I think that what is good about it is it also has the swaddle part of it built
attached,
in.
Yeah.
Yes. So that the baby's not just like being thrown all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
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 So it's stationary.
About
so
that.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, happy Easter to everybody.
Christos Anesti.
Christos Anesti. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Memories from Greece. yeah. So wherever you are, have a blessed, happy Easter. And honest to Pete, Katie, I have to tell you this story.
What?
Speaking of our dear, sweet Willie, I had a special present for him, and it's a long story, and I will try to wrap it up quickly. But it was a certain lamp. For his next to his bed that I had when I was a little girl. But, you know, so it's an older lamp that my dad had made, and it needed a lampshade. All right, I did not realize that not all lampshades fit every lamp. And this, it's hard to explain, but I needed one that had kind of a grip to go over the light bulb.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought, oh my God, I went to Target, I went to Home Depot. I went everywhere and I thought, are you kidding me? I need this for tonight.
Did you look on Amazon?
I didn't have time for Amazon. I had the birthday party was that night.
Last minute.
I'm not into Amazon all the time. Anyhow, I like to touch and feel. So I quickly Googled it and I found a lampshade store in Wauwatosa.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And I went, I'll be darned. So they said, it's only open till 3:00 on Saturday. And of course it's 1:30. Oh, I said, okay, I got to get there.
Plenty of time.
So I got there. I'm telling you, I felt like I was walking back in time. The store itself was gorgeous, just gorgeous with beautiful lamps all over. And then piles of lampshades.
Yeah.
Piles of them. I mean, I've never seen such a thing. So I thought, oh my God, I'm in my glory. So I'm looking at them. I'm going, oh God, they all have the same kind of wrong attachments.
Yeah.
So I had to wait for the older lady to help me, you know, oh. So she was already helping somebody else and whatnot. And she was very proper. Everything about her was very proper.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm looking for a special lamp shade that has, you know, this attached. She goes, no, she says, I know exactly what you're looking for. She showed me where it was and everything. I said, great, 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 great. She said, where's the lamp?
You didn't bring it with you?
No, I didn't bring it with me.
Well, why? That's foolish.
Well, to be honest with you, Dad was working on it because he had to rewire it.
Wow.
I know. It was a huge project that kind of started to snowball. I said, no. I said, I know what I need for the lampshade. I know what size and everything. She goes, well, I'm sorry. We cannot sell you a lampshade unless you bring the lamp in.
Huh?
I looked at her and I said, I wanted to say, honest to Pete, you got to be kidding me. I need a lampshade.
Yeah.
I need this lampshade. You don't understand. It's my grandson's birthday. I need it now. And I said, don't worry about it. She goes, I'm telling you, I cannot sell you the lampshade unless you bring the lamp in.
How old was this lady?
Older than me, maybe 70. And I looked at her and I said, I really need this lampshade.
Did you start to cry a little?
I did. And I said, and she goes, and then she leaned in. She goes, I will be fired if they find out I sell you a lampshade without the lamp being here.
What kind of store is this?
I'm telling you, back in time. And I said, I promise you, crossed my heart and hope to die, I will not bring the lampshade back in.
Yeah.
I promise. I promise you, even if it doesn't fit, I won't do it because I don't want you to lose your job. That's how she let me buy the lampshade.
So she said, okay?
Yeah, so she did let me buy it. I said, I promise you, you won't see me ever again. So honest to Pete, if you go into a lampshade store, bring the damn lamp with you. That's all I have to say. I learned a lesson. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I would be like, are we on candid camera?
Well, I kind of did think that too, but yeah. That's all she wrote.
Lord have mercy. All right, Mama Dearest. Christos en esti, everyone. Christos. Happy Easter. Thank you all for listening. Please find us on Instagram, TikTok, all the places. I still need to post so many videos of us that I still also need – we need people. And I had some messages, actually, people wanting to help us.
Oh, God bless you.
I know. I need to respond to these people. But I'm adding it to the list. We love you lots.
So
new episode much. Every Thursday.
Adios.
Adios.